Thanks for joining us this evening. This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. As we continue on at the MCO 3.0, stricter MCO 3.0, there's a lot of continuation of work from home, study from home, and many others around it. And therefore, we have to take a closer look into how we manage our devices, and that includes perhaps buying second-hand devices outright. But for the fortunate of us, we are looking at what to do with our old devices. And that's something that we need to think about all the time. How do we discard electronic devices? Here, therefore, joining us is Second Life Asia founder and CEO Jerome Tay. Jerome, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
No, thank you for having me, Brian. Thanks.
So let's go through with what your company does first before we jump into the details.
Yep. We started in December 2019, didn't really start that long before MCO 1.0 kicks in March 18. So we were probably, to be honest, a calendar year, we are 15 months old, but in actual fact, it's probably less than a year old. We are all ex-telecoms guys, so we realized that there's actually a gap that needs to be filled. Whereby there is a lack of repair and services, especially for Apple, out-of-warranty Apple devices, especially for the MacBooks, the iMacs, the iPads, the Apple Watches, and iPhones. But obviously, there's a lot of iPhones around, but iPhone repairers. But on the other SME-related MacBooks and iMacs, there's limited repair around. So that's when we started this, when we realized that there's a gap.
So do you see this business growing during the pandemic, or, you know, life was easier before the pandemic?
Actually, our growth was a candlestick. We had to shut down in March, obviously. So then we started... March 2020, March 18, during the...
We've been in the pandemic for 15 months, so yeah. It's like... Oh my God, it's so problematic for all of us. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No worries, that was the one. So then once we reopened in late June, early July, then we were growing like a hockey stick. So basically our growth on repairs just skyrocketed. The reason being is because we also focus on SME, more on SME than on individuals because of the focus on MacBooks and iMacs. And then, of course, the individuals do trickle in, of course.
And because of this going on for some time now, is the revenue stabilizing for your company? Do you see this as a little bit more productive this year compared to last year? What's the story there?
The revenue is actually quite stabilized until when MCO 3.0 kicked in, when they limit the number of district crossing. So basically, I'm based in Selangor, right? I'm based in PJ. So majority of our clients actually comes from Kuala Lumpur because majority of the companies are located in Kuala Lumpur itself. So we had difficulty in getting the devices to us. But we do offer pickup and return. But that still limit quite a lot of business because of the no travel or no crossing of district.
Okay, so for SMEs, they don't normally focus more on the user experience of the devices, mostly trying to get the job done, as opposed to individuals or even self-entrepreneurs, those kind of groupings where they would feel some sort of affinity with their devices. And therefore, it comes to translate that if you don't work in the creative industry and you know, things that might require I guess a greater touch of iOS devices or Mac devices, you won't get SMEs using these kind of devices. So do you have any intel or any insight into what kind of SMEs use MacBooks and iOS for their productivity usage?
Actually, the growth in the recent growth for Mac OS has been tremendous. I would probably put more than 4 million plus devices just on Mac OS in Malaysia alone. Majority of the companies not used to be from, even though they are not from creative company, but more and more of them, especially tech companies, the developer companies, the tech, the programming are moving towards Apple or Mac OS. The reason being is because it's more stable and it is able to crunch their rendering faster and their programming much, much faster. So we also noticed that quite a lot of the high-tech companies, healthcare companies, and of course, a lot of corporates. So especially when I say corporates here, I mean senior management within the corporate companies. So a lot of them are moving towards Mac OS because of the stability of the devices.
All right, so I'm a hardcore Mac user. Everything I own is either an iOS or a Mac OS powered machine. And therefore, I don't want normally stray away from the authorized Apple service providers out there. How would your service, rise up to that kind of bar, the one where it is rendered by the official service partners of Apple?
Okay, so the hard fact is that when you send your device into the Apple authorized service center, they would probably take quite a while just to change a plug and play. So when I say a plug and play, meaning, for example, if you damage your speakers or you damage your keyboard or your trackpad, or you just want to change, replace your battery, they will probably quote you 7 days minimum. So 7 days is quite a long time for a productivity device. So basically you are not only working from home, you no work for the next 7 days, 7 working days, mind you. So obviously we do it within the same day, and we do it faster and better and at a more competitive rate as well. So that's based on our feedback from all our customers who has given us reviews.
Let's talk a little bit more about your diagnostic app. What is it about? How does it help?
Okay, so we built a diagnostic app. I think we are one of the first or the only one that has it. So you can download it on
App Store. So it's proprietary to Second Life Asia or how?
Yes, we built it. So we own the IP, but it's free for download for anybody who is using an iOS. You just head to the App Store and just download Second Life Asia. So what the app does is that it helps check and scan your health of your device. So it will test your screen, your speakers, your taptic engine. So basically it goes through a series of tests to ensure that your device is working. And of course, if it doesn't work, then, you know, it will ping you a message to make an appointment to, you know, come look for us.
Fantastic. Jerome, I think this is an interesting business model to work with. And of course, because the rise of consumers out there trying to get, you know, fresher devices and trying to fix older ones, I think there's an opportunity to grow here. But at the same time, do you feel that your business is pandemic proof? Once people get back to normal, I don't know, maybe 2022, maybe, I don't know. Do you feel that the kind of appeal to work with devices is going to grow or just dissipate altogether and go back to normal?
That's actually a very interesting question. I was asked that by one of the VCs during the demo day as well. Basically, Apple devices are growing at probably 4 to 5% a year in Malaysia. So basically, whenever Apple launch a new device, there's additional thousands and thousands and thousands of devices in the market. So obviously, you know, that it's a cycle, right? So the older device will run out of warranty and they will need support. So that's where we come in. So we don't even need to build the market itself. The market is growing as it is.
Yeah. Okay. Jerome, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I think, we will perhaps catch you 2 or 3 years down the road when you're a big company.
Thank you.
Really all the best, and perhaps try to be a little bit successful in terms of your sourcing for funding. They keep on saying that venture capital money is flushed right now in the market. But, you know, when you look at the companies trying to ascertain funding, it's going to be difficult for you to find one. So that's a mismatch right there. So I really hope and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
That was our conversation with Jerome Tay of Second Life Asia. Do check them out. For now, we'll go for a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the pandemic.